It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Automation and robotics have grabbed a lot of headlines in agriculture, but is technology like this only attainable for the very large growers? That's what many believe, but the costs are trending in a direction that may make it affordable for medium-sized and even small commercial farms as well. Gus Automation COO Gary Thompson said he was surprised at how economical the machines were, even for growers who didn't have large operations.
Early on in our development, that's what everyone coming to us told us. That, oh, well, this doesn't make sense for the small guy. This is just for the big guys. And however, I had my first customer who came in and bought one sprayer. He changed that mindset for us almost overnight. He said, I'm doing all the spraying right now. It is all night work. And then when I run out, I drive my sprayer over to the pump. And I have to get off my tractor. I have to fill the materials myself. He said, no matter how hard I'm pushing it, it takes me 45 minutes. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have my pickup. I'm going to put the laptop computer in it. Or I can monitor Gus, and I'm going to pull a bubble trailer. While Gus is spraying, I'm going to drive over to the pump. I'm going to mix my material into that bubble trailer. I drive back to the field, and I wait for Gus to stop for its refill. He said, Gary, I'm doubling my acreage.
Gus, short for Global Unmanned Spray Systems, makes autonomous sprayers for orchards and vineyards. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.